You're listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Each week, we present a pub quiz style program with four rounds of varying themes consisting of eight questions each, in addition to a music round and bonus anagram. If you'd like, we have a PDF scoring sheet available on our website, triviatimepodcast.com, which you can use to answer along. Each correct answer will be worth 1 point unless specified otherwise. Similar to a pub quiz experience, we serve up a fun mix of trivia as well as friendly banter. Get together with your trivia team or play solo, at home, or on the go, because it's trivia time. Welcome to episode 308 of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I'm your host, Kelly Sharon, and I'm joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime.
Hi, Kelly. How's it going, bud?
Hey, pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Yeah, hanging out here with my little dog, Chester. Just having a good day. We hope that everybody else is having a good week as well. I have a fun lineup for everyone. For those of you that like our visual rounds, there is one up on our website that is pretty funny, so make sure and check that out. We refresh those every month. A few folks to give a shout out to before we get going. Huge thanks to Carolyn, Catherine, James, and Christina for becoming patrons of the show.
Whoop whoop.
Your support means a lot to us.
Thanks, y'all.
Also, huge thanks to Lucille NV for leaving us a 5-star review. That was a nice one. You know, she complimented our answer break and background music choices, which was sweet.
Aw, someone notices.
Yeah. Well, you know, I kind of troll a couple different sites that are like royalty free music, and I just try to find some instrumental ambient piece that has like a really nice vibe from an artist that would likely appreciate a little shout out or some exposure, and then I throw it on these episodes. So I always credit that artist at the end of the episode, but I do try to put on some nice songs, you know.
Yeah,
just one more thing to mention before we get going. I have a couple live quizzes coming up. I will be at Good Time in Long Beach on August 21st at 6:30 p.m. That's a Thursday. I'm there every third Thursday, and I love hosting at that place, so definitely catch one of those quizzes at some point if you can. And then a few days later, I will be at Watch Me Sports, also in Long Beach, on August 26th at 7 p.m. That's a Tuesday.
All right, it's time to get to our bonus anagram of the week. This will be due at the end of our program after we reveal the answers to round 5. So you have plenty of time to work on it. Our bonus anagram this week is Ham Bun Bro. H-A-M-B-U-N-B-R-O. And the question that goes with this anagram is, what writer and entertainer behind the 2021 comedic special Inside wrote and directed the 2018 film Eighth Grade? Moving on to round 1.
Round number 1 is titled, Let's Get Baked. Get your loaves and gear with this general knowledge round featuring answers that all include a type of baked good.
Question number 1. What series of VHS workout tapes starring fitness guru Tamalee Webb focused on sculpting and strengthening the buttocks? These videos sold more than 14 million copies between 1988 and 2000. Question number 2. Jackie Paper was the human friend of what fictional magical character that lived by the sea and had his own song? Question number 3. Ultra-wealthy character Richie Rich owns what alliteratively named British luxury car? Question number 4. What 2015 pop hit released by Joe Jonas's side project DNCE includes the chorus lyrics, "Talk to me, baby, I'm going blind from this sweet, sweet craving"? Question number 5. What political slogan associated with women's suffrage and the labor movement originated in a 1911 speech delivered by activist Helen Todd? Question number 6. What blue furry Sesame Street character has a voracious appetite and refers to himself as me in place of I, my, or mine? Question number 7. What is a 7-letter term for unglazed white porcelain with a matte appearance and texture that is a finished sculptural or pottery piece? Question number 8. What Swedish YouTuber best known for his gaming videos was one of the most subscribed creators in the 2010s before he fell from grace due to anti-Semitic remarks and content?
We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round one. Let's get baked. Question number 1. The series of VHS workout tapes starring Tamma Lee Webb that focused on strengthening the buttocks are Buns of Steel.
See, you know, I'm not familiar with Buns of Steel, either the concept personally or the VHS tapes, but I will say that my mom did a lot of Jane Fonda VHS workouts when I was a kid, which I thought were hilarious, and I'd just watch them in fast motion, fast forward.
They are hilarious.
The best thing ever. Oh my gosh, they're brilliant. Yeah.
That's amazing. Question number 2. Jackie Paper was the human friend of Puff the Magic Dragon.
Talk about get baked.
Right.
Jackie Paper and Puff. Come on.
I love it.
This isn't for kids.
Question number 3. The luxury car Richie Rich owns is a Rolls Royce. Question number 4. The 2015 pop hit released by Joe Jonas's side project DNCE is Cake by the Ocean.
It was a fun one. It was a catchy song.
Classic pop hit.
I don't know if they're still doing anything or if they were kind of a one and done thing.
Because Jonas Brothers are back at it.
Joe Bros sure are.
Question number 5. The political slogan that originated in a 1911 speech delivered by activist Helen Todd is Bread and Roses.
It really sounds like some artisanal cafe at this point. You know how everybody has cafes that are like twig and olive.
Totally.
Sage and lemon, you know, or whatever it is. Pork and sandalwood, something in salt, you know, whatever. Bread and roses. Doesn't it sound like one of those?
Yep, 100%.
Please buy our $16 loaves of bread. And then we're like, yum. Okay, do you have any tapenades?
I know, right. Question number 6. The blue furry Muppets character with a voracious appetite is Cookie Monster.
How do you eat a cookie?
He's a crazy guy.
Wild eyes on that one.
Yeah, and wild appetite. I was like, he's not actually ingesting any of this. It's just going everywhere. It's messy.
That's right. It's a mess.
Yeah.
Question number 7. The term for unglazed white porcelain that is a finished pottery piece is biscuit. Question number 8. The disgraced Swedish YouTuber best known for his gaming videos is PewDiePie.
Not a friend of the show, Kel.
Sure not. Moving on to round 2.
So before we get into round 2, this one is a little bittersweet, but a long time coming, unfortunately. So long story short is that this past week, Spotify decided to give us the boot from their platform, which happens to be the place that the majority of our listeners access our program. So, unfortunately, we will need to pivot going forward and exclude licensed song clips from artists for our audio rounds, which is a big change, and we do apologize. I hate change as much as the next person, but bear with us. That said, we didn't want to cut you off cold turkey, so this week brings the format that you know and love. But starting next week, we will be mixing things up for our round 2 audio rounds. Don't fret too much, though, because Kelly and I actually have a lot of fun alternatives that are still music-related that we have planned. All that said, if you are like me and a traditional music round is the highlight of any quiz experience, you can always head over to our Patreon, where we will continue to be posting weekly episodes with the music rounds you know and love every week. Just $1 a month will get you access to those versions of our weekly episodes, plus our monthly bonus episode. So if you think you'll be missing those music rounds enough to warrant a 25-cent weekly expense, you know where to find them. And a link to our Patreon will be in the show notes. And we just wanted to say thank you for your ongoing patience and support as we are having to adjust with this update. And if you are curious what's in store, this week's episode over on Spotify has a different version because I didn't want to leave them high and dry. So there's a little sneak peek over there. And as always, we just wanted to say thank you for your ongoing patience and support as we are having to adjust with this update. You know, you can't keep a good tater down. Round number two is our audio round. This one is titled Drink Up. Cheers. Let's wash down round one with this audio round that features songs that all have a type of beverage in the titles. You will get a half point for song title and a half point for recording artist.
One. It's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I could teach you, but I have to charge. Who wants you get? Two. Three. Four. Take me where I've been before. Can you blow my mind? Set off my whole body. Whole body.
Make me sweat. Make me harder. Make me lose my breath.
Five. Six.
Your sister splashed out on the bottle. Now no one's celebrating. Dom Perignon, you brought it. No crowd of friends applauded.
Seven. H.
Louis down to my drawers, LV all on my shoes. I be dripping so much sauce, got a bin looking like bread goo. Lit up like a crystal ball, that's cool, baby, so is you, that's how I roll. If I'm shining, everybody gonna shine. Yeah, I'm gold. I was born like this, don't even gotta...
We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round two, Drink Up. Song number one was Milkshake by Khalees.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right.
Song number two was Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae. Song number three was Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Song number four was Water by Tyla. Song number five was Spill the Wine by The Animals, War. Song number six was Champagne Problems by Taylor Swift.
I couldn't give a reason, Champagne Problems.
Song number seven was Orange Crush by REM.
Got
And song number 8 was Juice by Lizzo.
You know, there's some great tracks on this list. I'm not really mad at any of them.
Honestly.
Yeah, some good stuff for sure. So that Spill the Wine song, it was released by The Animals, but really it was Eric Burdon behind that track. He did some collaborations with War, which is a Long Beach band. They put out Lowrider. I'm sure everybody knows that song, but Spill the Wine kind of came out of Eric Burdon's project. So we will accept either The Animals or War for that one. Yeah, love that REM song, you know, Juice by Lizzo. It's too fun. It's so good.
It's so fun. So good.
Yeah, just some great stuff on this list.
I agree. Moving on to round 3.
Are you ready for round 3, Kelly?
Am I ever? So good.
And you know who is also ready for this round? Patrons and friends of the show, Katie and Kelsey, who have really been missing something we like to do here at Trivia Time. So if you're a long-term tater, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you're very familiar with the format of this round. If you're not, pay attention. Round number 3 is titled Barbara's Bush. She's back. It's Return of the Babs with this oldie but goodie round on celebrities with nouns for surnames. So there is a specific format for this round. The questions are more like these fictional clues that reference two things, and then the answer is the celebrity's name. And I have an example for Kelly to read so you can get the gist of it.
The star of Parks and Rec and White Lotus wants you to meet up with her in an open public space. And the answer is Aubrey's Plaza.
You know, I would be meeting up with her anytime.
Any space.
Any space. Public space, private space, whatever.
Question number 1. The supermodel, TV personality, and first black woman to be featured on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue has distributed her wealth across several financial institutions. Question number 2. The Lord of Rings actor who portrays Legolas is visiting Central Florida to see a floral awakening. Question number 3. The country artist behind the hits Drink in My Hand and Talladega invited you to an inspirational Sunday morning service at his place of worship. Question number 4. After a long day on set, the star of A Quiet Place and Jungle Cruise is about to blaze up a fat doobie. Question number 5. The 38th U.S. president who famously pardoned Nixon for his role in the Watergate scandal is touring the country in his F-150. Question number 6. The LGBTQ+ star of the Umbrella Academy wants to share a piece of loose-leaf paper full of his poetry with the literary world. Question number 7. The author of the Vampire Chronicles series is on a strict diet of Arborio and Basmati. Question number 8. The actress who shined in the sitcoms Who's the Boss and Transparent just installed a new chandelier in her dressing room.
We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round 3, Barbara's Bush. Question number 1. The clue was the supermodel, TV personality, and first black woman to be featured on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue has distributed her wealth across several financial institutions. And the answer is Tyra's Banks.
Taking it to the bank indeed.
Get it, girl. Question number 2. The clue was, the Lord of the Rings actor who portrays Legolas is visiting Central Florida to see a floral awakening. And the answer is, Orlando's Bloom.
Are you sure he's not just visiting Central Florida to hang out with some Kardashians and be a douche?
Might be. Question number 3. The country artist behind the hits Drink in My Hand and Talladega invited you to an inspirational Sunday morning service at his place of worship. And the answer is Eric's Church.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Question number 4. The clue was, after a long day on set, the star of A Quiet Place and Jungle Cruise is about to blaze up a fat doobie. And the answer is Emily's Blunt.
Emily's getting down with round one. Let's get baked.
Right. Puff the magic dragon indeed.
Mm-hmm. Move over, Jackie Paper.
Question number 5. The clue was, the 38th U.S. president who famously pardoned Nixon for his role in the Watergate scandal is touring the country in his F-150. And the answer is Gerald's Ford.
Not a friend of the show.
Yep.
Dude, that guy sucked. Did you realize that he passed away in 2006? It seems so recent.
Right. No, I did not.
It's crazy.
It's like a blip. Nope. Question number 6. The clue was, the LGBTQ plus star of the Umbrella Academy wants you to share a piece of loose leaf paper full of his poetry with the literary world. And the answer is Eliot's page.
You know, speaking of Eliot's pages, I recommend his memoir, Page Boy. It was a good read and it was juicy. Lots of hot goss.
Yeah, that's right. He's got pages. That's for sure.
Hot pages. He doesn't hold back.
Love that. Love that in a memoir. That's why we're here. A
little tell all. Mm-hmm.
Question number 7. The clue was, the author of the Vampire Chronicles series is on a strict diet of arborio and basmati. And the answer is Anne's rice.
That's my kind of diet.
Yum,
it's all starches. Yeah, let's go.
Right. Question number 8. The clue was, the actress who shined in the sitcoms Who's the Boss and Transparent just installed a new chandelier in her dressing room. And the answer is Judith's Light.
You like that I said the actress who shined?
I see what you did there.
Hints. These are hints.
Clues on clues.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to round 4.
You know, I'm kind of sad to see Barbara's Bush go again. I had fun revisiting that one.
She'll be back.
She'll be back. She'll be back. She's going to take a shorter vacation than she did this past one, I promise. You know, we do get requests for Barbara's Bush quite often.
Not surprised at all. It's great.
Right. Well, last week we hit a Smothered and Covered, another Trivia Time classic. This week, Barbara's Bush, you know, bringing it back.
Love them.
So round number 4 goes out to our patron and friend of the show, Caitlin. Caitlin is seeking a PhD in higher education. You know, our very own Kelly Sharon has a PhD. Very impressive. This round is titled Level Up. Get higher, baby. Unlock your potential with this round all about higher education.
Thanks, Caitlin. Question number 1. Recipients of the Rhodes Scholarship are invited to study at what institution? Question number 2. Portrayed by Reese Witherspoon, Elle Woods attends Harvard Law School to win back her ex-boyfriend in what 2001 movie? Question number 3. Howard University, Spelman College, and Morehouse College are all examples of HBCUs. What does HBCU stand for? Question number 4. In 1970, the Ohio National Guard killed 4 unarmed students protesting the expansion of the Vietnam War at what college? Question number 5. Located in Baltimore, what is considered America's first research university? Question number 6. What alliteratively named Full House star pled guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud in the 2019 college admissions bribery scandal known as Varsity Blues? Question number 7. The U.S. Military Academy, also known as West Point, is located in what U.S. state? Question number 8. The cult classic comedy film Animal House was inspired by stories published in what humor magazine started by Harvard graduates?
We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round 4, Level Up. Question number 1. Recipients of the Rhodes Scholarship are invited to study at University of Oxford. Question number 2. The 2001 movie starring Reese Witherspoon as a Harvard Law student is Legally Blonde.
Now we're talking. This one I would get.
Love it.
This is my field of study right here. Blondes. Just kidding.
Question number 3. HBCU stands for Historically Black Colleges and Universities. Question number 4. In 1970, the Ohio National Guard killed 4 unarmed students protesting the Vietnam War at Kent State.
That's atrocious.
Truly garbage, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we did a round on Disneyland a few weeks ago, and we covered the fact that one of the few times that Disneyland had an unscheduled closure was due to a Vietnam War protest that happened at Disneyland, too. It's kind of interesting.
Right.
But they didn't kill anybody, so that's cool. So that proves that that wasn't necessary. They just closed the amusement park. You know, it's like, no, you can't go in the teacups because we got some drama going on.
Yeah, Kent State was a real turning point.
BS.
Question number 5. The research university located in Baltimore is Johns Hopkins University.
People often say Johns Hopkins. I misspoke a couple years ago and I got some emails about it. I'm like, no, I do know it's Johns Hopkins, but that plural there, it doesn't seem natural. But people are very passionate about getting that S in, you know?
Right, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 6. The Full House star who was tangled up in a 2019 college admissions bribery scandal is Lori Loughlin.
What a mess, dude.
Not a good look.
And it was also just kind of hilarious that it was just like, just pose holding these rowing oars, you know, pretend that you're this elite athlete.
So funny.
Dude, it is not news that college admissions are corrupt and that, you know, people that are filthy rich can get their kids to go to school wherever they want. Like, this is not a news flash, you know?
Nope. Why do you think buildings are named after people?
Hello.
Question number 7. West Point, the U.S. Military Academy, is located in New York. Question number 8. The humor magazine started by Harvard graduates is National Lampoon.
Do you think that there's any sort of like digital iterations of this publication that are still active or no?
I don't know, actually.
Apparently, the magazine declined during the late 1980s and ceased publication in 1998.
Not entirely surprised.
But there is something called the Harvard Lampoon, and it is still published today. So it sounds like some version of it still exists.
The more you know. Moving on to round 5.
So as always, round number 5 is our connection round. It is a series of 7 seemingly unrelated questions and answers that are somehow connected. So the answer to number 8 will be the connection.
Question number 1. Broadcast from 1964 to 2006, what British music program aired on Thursday evenings on the BBC? This program featured a rundown of that week's singles chart in addition to live performances. Question number 2. What gaming device used in casinos holds multiple decks of cards, allowing for more games to be played by reducing the time between shuffles? Question number 3. Riddle me this. What type of athletes share a name with a dog breed? Question Question number 4. What 1987 Stanley Kubrick film follows a platoon of U.S. Marines and features the tagline, "In Vietnam, the wind doesn't blow, it sucks"? Question number 5. Often confused with hanger or flank steak cuts, what long, flat, flavorful cut is the most common choice for Mexican fajitas dishes? Question number 6. What is the term for when a soccer player scores 3 goals in a single game? Question number 7. Often visiting schools and hospitals, what was the name of the pet of the first family that lived at the White House during Bill Clinton's first presidential term? This pet was an adopted stray tuxedo cat.
It's connection time, and question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. And just as a reminder, the bonus anagram will be due at the end of this round.
Here are the answers for round 5, our connection round. Question number 1. The weekly BBC music program that aired from 1964 to 2006 is Top of the Pops.
Bring it back.
So good.
Pop music is in great shape. We have people like Sabrina Carpenter and Chapel Roan. Like, let's bring it back.
We want more.
We do want more. Hell yeah.
Question number 2. The gaming device used in casinos that holds multiple decks of cards is a shoe.
A shoe, or a dealer's shoe. These things are cool.
Yeah, super cool. Question number 3. The type of athletes that share a name with a dog breed are boxers.
Hey, a little riddle in the mix.
Question number 4. The 1987 Kubrick film that follows a platoon of U.S. Marines is Full Metal Jacket.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
There's a lot of testosterone in some of these Kubrick films, Kel.
Yeah, it's a bit much for me.
A lot of male rage, if you will.
Uh-huh. Skip. Question number 5. The long, flat, flavorful steak cut used for fajitas dishes is skirt steak.
It sounds really gross. I don't like that name.
Right? Ooh, I'm skipping that too.
I am in theory, but then eating those fajitas.
Right. Then that sizzle gets you.
I know. Did you ever watch that episode of Will and Grace where Grace is worried about getting fajitas hair on a date?
No, that's goofy.
So good.
Question number 6. The term for when a soccer player scores 3 goals in a single game is a hat trick.
It's very impressive. That's crazy.
It's a lot. You don't score that much, you know?
Mm-hmm. Tip of the hat to that trick.
Question number 7.
Whoa, Kelly. What was that?
I was just scarfing down some rice with our friend Anne. Washing it back with some of those beverage flights from round 2. I'm good to go.
Eating some Anne's rice at Johns Hopkins?
Exactly.
Hey. Well, I told you that your snacking and drinking can wait till after you're on the microphone. We're so close, Kelly.
Dang it.
I don't need those unnecessary mouth noises. We are not in the business of ASMR, but back to the quiz. I think that was actually a triple tater. So if you correctly answer this question, you will receive 3 points instead of 1.
The name of the adopted pet cat that lived at the White House during Bill Clinton's first term is Socks.
Socks was really cute. Little tuxedo cat.
Cute little name for it, you know?
Little bud.
Question number 8. The answer to question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. And we had answers like
Top of the Pops,
a shoe,
boxers,
Full Metal Jacket,
skirt steak,
hat trick,
and socks.
And all of those answers include an article of clothing.
Sure do. Which of these items are you wearing right now?
I guess, do slippers count as shoes?
No.
Dang it. Okay, how about a top? I'm wearing a top.
Are you wearing a top, Kelly? Tell the truth.
I'm wearing a top.
Sometimes she'll record just in a kimono. It's true.
That is true. Behind the mic.
I am also wearing a top and some shoes. No skirt steak. I'm not wearing my skirt steak. Some socks, no hat. So yeah, I'm representing. You know, it's not about me. Back to the quiz.
Returning to our bonus anagram of the week. Our bonus anagram this week was ham bun bro.
Ham buns. It's a little double entendre.
The question that went with this anagram was, what writer and entertainer behind the 2001 comedic special Inside wrote and directed the 2018 film Eighth Grade? And the answer is Bo Burnham. Ham Bun Bro scrambles up to be Bo Burnham.
You know, I like that movie Eighth Grade. The lead actress was fantastic. I'm not sure if she's done much since then, but it was a cute one.
Super cute. Yeah, I think he's kind of funny, actually.
Well, that's the end of this week's quiz. It was nice talking to you, Kelly.
Always is.
We hope that everybody has a great week, and we will be back on the mics next Tuesday with some more trivia.
Later, taters.
Thanks for listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. We hope you enjoyed playing along. If you did, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes to help boost our show ratings and get the word out. We might even give you a shout out on a future episode. Tune in every week for new episodes. We'd love to hear from you if you have any feedback. Our email is triviatimepodcast@gmail.com, and our website is triviatimepodcast.com. On our website, you can find a printable PDF scoring sheet, which you can use to play along with every episode. We also have links to past episodes, monthly bonus visual rounds, exciting announcements, and more.
This week's background and answer break music was Sleepy Cat by Lo-Fi Hour.
This has been a Pick and Shovel production recorded in Long Beach, California and Lawrence, Kansas. Special thanks to our friends, families, and all of our trivia buddies. This episode has been hosted and written by Kelly Sharon and Ricky Lime, edited by Ricky Lime, and features an intro song by Ricky Lime.
Until next time,
later taters.
Skirt, skirt, skirt.